Well, when I got home from work last night, I headed straight for my stash, you know, 'cause I wanted some of my private blend, which is two parts grass to one part hash. Well, when I got to my little secret hiding place and I checked out my little plastic bag, well, there wasn't a speck of that nice leaf left, and I felt my whole spirit sag. There's nothing but twigs and seeds, twigs and seeds. They sure don't deliver the punch that this old head needs. So I phoned up my old connection and I said, "Look, Richard, this is an emergency, man. Look, I just discovered that I am fresh out of that herb that's so dear to me. You know what I mean, man?" He said, "Look, Jesse, I'd like to help you, man. Said, I'm in business to supply you with the weed, you know, but the man just busted a whole huge shipment of mine, and now everyone in town smoking twigs and seeds."
What?
That's right. Twigs and seeds. Come on. Twigs and seeds. I'm sorry, Jesse. You sure don't deliver the punch that this old head needs. They have morning glory seeds and nutmeg and LSD, model airplane blue, peyote buttons, methadrine, benzedrine, dexedrine. Someone said banana peels will do. Let's just say the use of these various hallucinogens was somehow no longer a legal misdeed. Well, man, I still think there ought to be some sort of law about possession of nothing but twigs and seeds. 'Cause really, twigs and seeds, twigs and seeds, they sure don't deliver the points that this old head needs.